Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your
host,
Lawrence Birch. Your co-host,
and Michael Espinoza.
Richard Espinoza.
Yep.
And we have a special guest today. Why don't you introduce yourself, Serafina?
Hi, I'm Serafina Krupp, and
yeah.
I just came in on a magic carpet.
There you go.
Just flew in.
We rubbed our magic lamp, and Serafina showed up for us today. So we're excited to have her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Serafina, just to kind of get things started, you have a huge resume. So, what are the things you're most famous for? What do you like to offer your clients? What kind of services do you provide?
Well, you know, since I was little, I've always been talking with the angels and saints, and I want to know how they got close to God, and so that's always been incorporated in my life. And I always thought that everybody knew about the saints and the angels, and that if you have friends in heaven, and you could get signs from them and you could talk to them. And as I grew older, I realized not everybody knew about angels. And professionally, when I went to college, I my first degree was in art history. Didn't know what to do with it, so I opened restaurants, and then I discovered I liked creating and designing, so I went into interior design. But even with interior design, I found that people would come into the design showroom, and I would start reading them, or I would give readings to my fellow designers before we would open the showroom. I remember working in the Ralph Lauren Henardon showroom, and we would pray over the water, and because water absorbs energy, and we would drink the water to fill us with grace and love and peace, whatever we needed that day to share with our clients that were coming into the design showroom. And I remember one day, when I was in the showroom, I kept praying before they opened the doors, you know, God, give me grace, give me grace, give me grace. And I kept saying that to God. And then my first client that walked in, her name was Grace. And I go, oh my God.
That's hilarious.
You know, like, lighten up, Serafina, we hear what you're saying. Because I always ask for a sign. Yeah. And when I studied, when I went back to study interior design, I went for an interior design degree and master's in it. I thought I'd dabble a little bit in feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two master teachers, one from China and one from Japan. And I thought, what are they doing with me? Because I'm not Asian, but what it is, it's energy. And my first teacher was from China, and she's Catholic like I'm Catholic. And she was just raised that way. And it just works. And then I remember it was magical in the 80s, I would do it for clients and miracles would happen. But actually it's with will and intent, and the clients were actually doing it themselves. I was just giving them the floor plan. I was just giving them the design, you know, to lay over their homes or whatever. And whatever their wishes and dreams were, they could incorporate in their environment. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Can you explain for our listeners basically what feng shui is? But some of them may not know or be familiar with what that term means.
I'm so sorry. Yes, feng shui means it's 3,000-year-old way of bringing in energy, and it just means wind and water. And there's different schools of thought in feng shui. There's the black magic, there's the compass, and then there's the Western thought. And they're all right, because it's the intention behind what you do that makes things happen. And I do the Western thought of feng shui because we live here in the West, and that's what I was taught by Lillian Garnier. And one of my favorite designers was Frank Lloyd Wright. And a quote from him is, "Your environment determines who you are and what you become." And that's because our environment goes in our peripheral vision. The peripheral vision goes in our subconscious, and your subconscious always reaches its goals. So I always tell people to fake it until you make it. Bring in things in your environment, things that you love. Get rid of things that you don't love. Declutter your closets. Only put on things that make you feel beautiful, because it really matters. The colors, the pictures you put up, even if there's something expensive. I remember one time going to a client's home, and she had the most gorgeous painting of her was on the wall. And I didn't even walk into the home yet. I looked, and it was above her stairway. And I said, "Oh, that painting of you is just gorgeous." And she looked at it, and she had tears in her eyes. And I said, "Well, how's that making you feel?" And she said, "It reminds me of when my husband divorced me, cheated on me, feel ugly." And I go, and that had been 5 years. And she was letting that picture affect the energy from her. So I said, "Nope, we're taking that down until you can see who I see." Do you know? Because it was sucking her energy every day as she went up the stairwell, going into her master bedroom. So my invitation to all the listeners today is to look at your environment, make sure that it all gives you energy. You know, and if there's something that you don't love, and get rid of it. Even flowers, flowers have chi, they have life, they bring love and peace and heaven on earth. But if the flowers are dead, it sucks your energy. It's what you call passive chaos. It's like when the artist goes into the room and then he's doing his paintings, and it's active chaos, and all the paints are around, and he's being creative and all that. But if those paints and everything are there still 3 months later, and he walks past it, it's like sucks the energy because it's old. It needs to be decluttered. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Stagnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does actually the opposite of giving you life and giving you energy. And my first teacher from China was raised that way, and then my second teacher was from Japan, and she said, "Serafina, it's not just moving furniture, but it's healing for people." And she had dreams, and I had dreams that I could heal with my hands. And she wanted me to do feng shui in a healing way. And then later through the years, I discovered I was getting rid of ghosts, and I was tapping into the other side that way. And I thought, I want people to know how, because there were so many feng shui books out there that were so thick and they weren't getting to the point. You'd have to read 800 pages to get to the point. So I literally, in 2000, so I know, I wrote a book, Create Space with Your Higher Self, Angelic Feng Shui. And I thought, and it tells, and it shows you how to just get to the point. What do you need to know? And this book that I wrote has affected a lot of people's lives. It's like miracles. I hear about miracles every day ever since I've been doing feng shui. But 8 years ago, I was told to do angel readings. I said, no, I'm Catholic. I sing in the choir at Our Lady Queen of Angels. And this one, she's a mentor of mine. She's psychic to the movie star. She's in her 90s now. And she says, "No, you've got to bring that energy on earth." So I remember like over 8 years ago, I'd go to mass, sing in the choir, and I'd pray. I go, "Okay, God, if you want people to pay me for readings, then I have to tell them what they need to know." And that's how I started doing the angel readings, and actually putting it out there. Yes, this is what I do. I can do also. And it's been fun. And then it turned into mediumship, because then people on the other, whatever people need, like I can be psychic with them, or I can give them a medium if they need to hear from somebody on the other side. And what's interesting is because people started showing up when I would give the angel readings. And then so I have a lot of friends that are mediums and stuff, and they would give me tips, and they would, and then I joined a circle with Lisa Williams. That was, I did that during COVID, and it was different mediums from all over the world. And it's fascinating because the world on the other side, the veil is becoming so thin, and we're getting so much help from the other side right now with what's going on in the world, where there are so many angels and so many people are being blessed and helped right now. Thank God. Thank God. Because the light is really here coming in and helping us with all the dark. We're, it's like going through the dark night of the soul, I think, for a lot of us with this COVID-19. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, I want to tell everybody. And that, you, all you have to do is call upon your angelic help, and the angels will be there for you. And if you have a problem with another person, you just have your guardian angel go talk to their guardian angel. And a lot of, I tell a lot of my clients is we need to forgive each other. We need to unconditionally love each other. We need to, you know, I have them look up Ho'oponopono, H-O-N-O-Pono, P-O-N-O. I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry to you. Because to free ourselves, and it's not so much that forgiving means I forget, you know, that what you did was right, but it's just saying I forgive you to set myself free and to set you free, you know. And there's so many tools that God is giving. Oh, and this is another thing I tell my clients when they come to me, and I'm giving them reading that, it's not a prediction, it's a prescription. It's showing them where their energies are right now and the direction they're going into because of their energies. But if they don't like what they hear, they can change it because we have free will. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of being able to see things, because we don't see things how they really are sometimes. We're fed with untruths, and everybody has a direct line to God. And it just takes practice and practice and practice and prayer, and just like calling somebody on the phone. They all can call God on the phone. I mean, it just pick up the phone and just start talking.
There you go. Can I ask you a question, Serafina?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Sorry. Keep talking.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So you mentioned that you kind of already get information before your client even appears. What's a typical session like for you with a client who's coming to you for maybe an angelic reading or angelic feng shui or whatever? What's your process like? Could you kind of walk us through what that's like?
Well, it's incredible because like the other day, somebody's grandfather was coming in, and I thought, who is this? You know, and then when the young girl came, both of her grandfathers came in, and then. So sometimes spirit will come to visit me before the client actually does. And then also, like I was telling you earlier when we were talking today, a client I had that I feng shui'd her house in, Huntington Beach. I live in Southern California. Well, I helped her sell her house and decluttered it and to get it ready for sale. And I thought of her like yesterday and today, and I remember decluttering her house and all that. And in my head, spirit was showing me she needs to declutter where she's living now, which she lives up in Oregon. And sure enough, this afternoon she called me on the phone. She said, "Serafina, I need you." So over the phone, I was able to instruct her what to do and what I was picking up and getting for her so she could sell their home easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, and the right client to get it. That was fun.
Nice.
That happens a lot. But I never know what spirit's going to say. And sometimes I remember things, but most of the time I don't remember what I tell people because people they'll tell me, Serafina, do you remember years ago you told me? And I go, no. You know, because that's none of my business. And, you know, and it's not me. It's the AI put my ego in the corner and spirit works through me. I have like a whole team of angels and saints, and our Lady, the Queen of the Angels, the Blessed Mother, is always by my side helping me. And we all of us have spirit guides and our ancestors, and sometimes people's animals will come in. The other day I was on the road. I had an appointment on Saturday at noon, and at 11:30 I was on the road to get to the appointment, and I heard a recording. This girl called me and said a friend told her that she needed to talk to me. And psychically, I was picking up, oh my God, this person just lost somebody and she's too much in grief, and I won't be able to get a hold of the person that she wants me to get a hold of, because when your vibration is too low, it's too hard for the people on the other side to come in if you're so much in grief. That's why I always tell people, if they want to get in contact with somebody on the other side, well, especially if it's happened only, you know, like the first 3 months, it's really, really difficult. You can give people time. But when I called back, I was going to tell her I couldn't, you know, I'd wait until her grief period was over. And my cat, who just died last week, brought in her dog that she was grieving. And I had been grieving for my cat, and here my cat, who had a huge spirit, brought in her dog for her. And I've never really done animals before. I mean, I've seen their pets come in, you know, but I haven't. And it was such a miracle. And she had been grieving for a whole year. And nobody could help her. And all these books and different mediums, nobody could help her. But my cat brought it in, and in 20 minutes, she heard everything that she needed to know. And what's interesting, and she's at the very end, she said, Serafina, I just feel so cheated because this dog was only 4 years old and it died too young. I said, you were not cheated. I said, you were blessed. You were blessed that this wonderful dog chose you, this huge spirit of a dog, and is always around you and still around you, and just wanted her to have joy. What a concept. And so I told her, if she wants to have him come in her dreams or whatever, you lift your vibration by listening to music, raising your arms. You can't say you're depressed when you raise your arms. You listen to music, you watch funny movies, you lift your vibration and be in gratitude and all the blessings. And I know it's really hard to do sometimes, but you can change your vibration by just listening to fun music or watching a funny movie, or, you know, lifting your vibration. And then right before you go to sleep, you say, if it's possible, dear God, could I be healed in the middle of the night? Can you have healing angels help me? Or can my grandmother come in? Can I speak to her? Can I see her? And it's for real. It's for real. They can show up, and they will show up for you. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fascinating how much we can work with our emotions and our feelings when we really ironically put our mind to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's through will and intent and feelings. Yeah. And you know, in the 80s, I remember doing that before I went to sleep, and I always asked for signs, and I said, okay, work on me, take me to the temple, the etheric temple, and work on me to heal me, you know, fill me with love and light, love and light, love and light. And I said, and I want a sign tomorrow that you guys are really doing this. And so the next day I had two friends that came to see me, and they were like spirit healers, and one worked with color therapy and one worked with was a Reiki master, and they said, Serafina, what did you do? You're just glowing, you know. So they will give you signs. Like if you say, did my mother really visit me? And then maybe you'll see a feather or a penny. Did the angel did I see the angel out of the side of my eye? Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So Serafina, do you have specific angels that you work with, or does it kind of rotate? Or I know you said the Blessed Mother is always with you. Is that also the case with some of the other angelic guides you have, or does it change from person to person?
Well, I when I wrote the book Create Space with Your Higher Self Angelic Feng Shui, I remember like walking through my neighborhood where I lived at the time, and I said to the angels, who do you want me to use? What angels? You know, because I actually work with the seraphims when I sing, because they sing around the throne of God. My name is Serafina, named after the seraphims, and my grandmother's name from Sicily. But I'm Italian. Well, I'm half Sicilian, and then my mom was French and Irish, so I'm full of malarkey too. I kissed the Blarney Stone twice, so
you got it. You got all the fun stuff.
Yeah, yes. But the angels that I well, so anyway, so I was walking through my neighborhood asking the angels, you know, who wants to be in the book? Who wants me to help? When I got home, it was the weirdest thing. On my front lawn, there was a slew of feathers, a slew, just tons of feathers. It was like the angels were saying, use all of this, you know, we're here for you. So, a lot of times when clients come, I'll use, maybe they'll need Raphael. And Raphael is the planetary angel of the sun, which Raphael comes from Ra, and it's planetary angel of the sun. It was born on Sunday. It's one of your garden angels. And Raphael is the healing angel. He comes on a green ray. And for people that need heal. And then people that need to speak their truth, I tell them to call upon Gabriel. And Gabriel is the planetary angel of the moon and Monday, La Luna, Monday, people that were born on Monday, that's one of your angels. And so Gabriel actually was the only speaking angel in the Bible, and came and told Moses, you know, you don't have to sacrifice your son, and came to the Blessed Mother and said, Hail Mary, full of grace. And all these angels, matter of fact, are in every religion. I mean, you name it. Mm-hmm. But there's one I work with people on the other side that have passed, and those that are mourning people that have passed, the people that are left here on the planet, and the people that are going through their transition. I call upon Azrael, A-Z-R-I-E-L, and Azrael. Is the angel for helping people, you know, that are frightened of going to the other side, and also helps people that are still left here. And if you say the angel's name three times, you'll get into the vibration of the angel. And and if you hear and for the callers that are listening right now, if you hear a name, you know, you'll say, like on my website, if they click onto my website, there's a free angel meditation. And if you hear a name, you know, of your angel, that's the name of the angel. You know, like sometimes don't, you know, go with what is, you know, like we don't go with our own gut, our own intuition, but it's real. It's if you hear a name, or you sense a name, or you feel a name, or you see, it's pretty much for real. And then if you don't believe it, then you just ask for another sign. You know, and they'll give you another sign.
It's really great.
And Let's do this.
So you mentioned your website. So why don't you give people your contact information, how they can get in touch with you, and then Michael and I will do that too. And then I think you know, we've got several listeners who I'm sure are just thrilled to get a reading from you, so maybe we'll go ahead and do that after we give everybody our contact info. How's that?
Oh, that'd be so fun. I love giving readings. My website is www.serafina serafina online online.com, and my telephone number is 714-315-4748. Now, if they call that number, a lot of times I won't pick up because of spam or whatever. just email me, tell me, give me your telephone number. I can plug it in my phone and then I'll know to answer, or leave a message, you know, leave it on the recorder or text me and say, Serafina, you don't know me, but I'd like to get a hold of you or whatever.
Okay. And can they email you from your website, Serafina? Is that the best way to get in touch with you through email?
Yeah. And you know, I have two different emails. SerafinaOnline@SerafinaOnline.com is one email, but then I have another email, which is Seri, Seri, design, DESIGN, at earthlink.net.
Okay. They're Earthlink, old school, like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also I want to tell the listeners, I give retreats, and the next retreat that's coming up, I've been giving them at Joshua Tree Retreat Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the next retreat's coming up in April. And it's really fun.
Can they sign up for that on your website, or what's the best way for them to find out more information?
And I'm only taking 13 people. I mean, because I rent the Dingle Tea House, which houses 25, but I want to make it a sacred, special place. 15 at the most I'll take. But it's going to be on angels and fairies and magical and the chalice well, doing a ritual at the chalice well there. And it's on 18 vortexes, and the Dinglin Mi House was the home of the Dalai Lama, Dinglin Mi, and he was the reincarnated Dalai Lama. And he wanted a place on the planet where people all over the world could come, and he chose that space because there's 18 vortexes on the property, and then the buildings are built by Frank Lloyd Wright and his son.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
That was very special.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. And it's so magical. I mean, everybody goes, oh my God, because you can't explain it. It's experiential, because you'll see orbs and you'll see sparkles and you'll hear and so you just really have to ground yourself. And one of my guest speakers coming is my dear friend, Pamela T. And she sells crystals to all the crystal stores in LA and Orange County and stuff. She's been doing that since the 80s. And she's going to share crystals. She's going to be one of the guest speakers. So.
Oh, very cool.
It's going
to
be magical.
Well, I have to just share what's happening. So I'm up in Oregon. I'm looking out my window. These two really colorful, chatty woodpeckers just showed up on my oak tree here, and they're on the branches looking in the window. So.
How neat.
Yeah, so they definitely want to get a reading too. We'll have to do a reading for them. Oh, there they go.
Okay. All right.
Michael, how do people get in touch with you to find out all the wonderful things you do?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call me at 562-457-0457.
And they can get readings from you healings, right? Because you
you can get. I do readings and I do pranic healing as well.
Nice.
Yep. So you can get one, the other, or both.
And are you still offering your meditation? Your weekly meditation?
No, not right now. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, we're going to start up soon, and I think it will be done virtually. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. How about you?
Very nice. So you can contact me, Lawrence Birch, B-I-R-C-H, at 541-344-7534. And I'm a shamanic practitioner and clinical herbalist. So I do readings and healings as well. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. And I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, www.givingtreefarm.com. So there you have it. All right. Well, are we all ready to hear from some listeners, do some readings? What do you think? You ready, Serafina?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Michael's ready. Should we do it? Okay. Okay, so the process for callers is we ask you just to give us your first name if you feel comfortable doing that, and then tell us where you're calling from so we know where in the world you might be listening in. All right, so here we go. So this is area code 530. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Luca. I'm in Northern California.
Nice. Welcome to the show, Luca.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how can Serafina help you today? Is there something specific you'd like to ask her? Or?
Oh, I'd love a reading, if that's okay.
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 Luca, do you want a psychic reading, or do you want a mediumship, or is there somebody you wanted to get in touch with, or do you just want a general to see what's going on with yourself?
It's a psychic one. I wanted to see what you were getting concerning a move that I should have happen in September and what that's going to bring for me.
Okay. So Luca, can you say your name three times, please?
Lucretia, Lucretia, Lucretia.
Do I have permission to come into your energy field?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to whirl ourselves up to the highest vibration of pure love and light. And what we want to know, what your angels and your guides have to say for you. I have my eyes closed for you right now. And I'm getting, all right, you want to know about your move, but can I just tell you a picture that I'm getting in my head, in my mind's eye?
Yes, please. Whatever's popping up is important.
A nun is praying for you. Is there a nun in your family or ancestor?
I thought I was one in a past life.
Okay, all right. It might be you because... Well, then, there you go. There you go. Because you were. Because it's...
And one of them. Right.
Yeah, it's showing me a picture of a nun. And then, do you live around trees?
Oh, my gosh, I'm in the woods.
Yeah, because they were showing me the woods, the trees. Is it you want to get out of the woods and go more to the water?
I'm actually going to go further into up the mountain into more woods, but eventually
okay.
I'd like to be in some woods near water, like Olympic Park.
Yeah, you need to be by water, they're telling me. You need not just the trees, but you need the water also.
Mm-hmm. There are natural bodies here.
Yeah, you need... So moving... to by the water is really beneficial for you. What's in your garage? Because they're saying garage. Do you have a garage?
There is one behind me, but it's full of stuff that's not mine. I'm moving
Yeah. That's why you need to get going because
this is no longer my place. I don't feel home.
Right. It's pushing you out. It's too much clutter. It's like, oh my God, you're just being forced out. Like
yeah, the new owners are here and they're just encroaching upon my space. And it's
right.
Like,
it's too much. And, you know, energetically, it's not good. So, yes, I would move. Totally. And I would move. By the water, is that a possibility?
Not quite yet, but there's natural bodies close by, so I can, like yesterday, I was at one of a lost creek.
Oh, good. I'm getting
and it was private, and I had it all to myself, and I'm like, you know what, I really needed to ground.
Yeah, I'm getting that, yeah. And you know, but also what I want you to do, since there, you know, is the indigenous people used to tell their stories to the trees. Have you ever done that? Did you ever tell your story to the tree?
I always give my energy to the trees.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to give your old story so you can shed the old you.
Okay.
The old you. I want you to give you the story with your heart and your soul, everything to the tree. and then you never speak of it again.
Okay.
Because it's an old story now that you're carrying around with you, and you don't need that anymore. You need to be free. They're showing me you need to put on your angel wings and you need to fly. You know what I mean? You need to
right.
be free. And I got some new cards from one of my favorite is Colette Baron Reed and people, and she just came out with this new oracle deck with seven energies, and I'm shuffling them right now, and I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling because I want to pick a card for you.
Okay, wonderful. I like her.
I love her. She's like she's like so down to earth. Like
right.
I love
okay,
her.
let's stop.
Yeah, you know what, because they were all flying out. Okay, I'm going to pick this one that flew out. Oh, my God. You know what flew out is like bearing fruit, and it's a tree. It's a tree. Oh, my God. Okay, there you go.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right, now I'm going to read what it has to say, and it's number 12. Okay, bearing fruit. Birthing the results of hard work, an idea, or consistent thought manifesting into form. The relationship between the external world and the internal world of feelings and beliefs. If your life were a tree, how weird is this? If your life were a tree, what fruit would it bear? Envision the results of the efforts you put into achieving your dreams and desires in partnership with the divine. Can you see the way you think, feel, and believe reflected in the material world? There is always a correlation between what you see, what you expect to see, what you intend consciously, and what you project unconsciously. Everything is intrinsically connected. Magic flows through you from the unseen world into the world you perceive, moving from the realm of non-ordinarily reality to ordinarily reality. You birth ideas and thoughts into form and bring your most cherished desires to fruition. Not all ideas will bear sweet fruit. Sometimes you will reap a sour and bitter harvest based on your sense of your personal narrative. And that's why I want you to talk to the tree and give away that old story, okay?
Right.
And never speak of it again. Because it's time for you to bring in all this new energy that God wants to bless you with.
Right.
Okay, so... And your assumptions of, okay, so sometimes you'll reap a sour and bitter harvest based on your sense of your personal narrative and your assumptions about others, even. You are in a powerful and fertile season of your life. When you're particularly good at making things happen with very little effort, pay close attention to what you're manifesting now. From your career to your personal relationships, your influence is strong at this time. If you don't like what your life is yielding, prune the proverbial tree and get into alignment with what genuinely lights you up. Remember, you birth into the world that which you pay most attention to and consequently hold within as your truth. Be clear about what you intend, because it's through will and intent that we make things happen. Can you make this commitment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then also, another thing that Spirit's telling me to tell you is, you know, the good dragon and the bad dragon. What dragon wins in the battle? The good or the bad dragon?
It just depends.
It's the dragon you feed. It's the dragon you feed.
Right.
And the other one will dissipate and go away. So with unwavering faith, I want you to focus on what you want to manifest and bring in all the blessings and have spirit tonight before you go to sleep. Have spirit like work on you and bring you healings. And also I want you to Google Onopono, H-O-N-O-Pono, P-O-N-O. I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you. So you can say that to yourself and to others. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, yeah. And you are such a blessed person. You are such a sacred person. You are such a special soul. And you need to know that. And you need to Know who you authentically are. There's nothing you need to change. It's just the stories you need to change. And those stories are going to go to the tree, okay?
Yeah, sure will. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. You're welcome, sweetheart. Do you feel complete?
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Do you have any more questions?
I'm manifesting this move and a whole new relationship and stuff, and
Yay.
That's kind of what I'm
Yay.
Hearing
okay.
you say. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Okay, I want to pick one more card for your relationship, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get because I have this really whispers of love. Okay, I want to see what they say. I'm going to shuffle the whispers of love card.
That'll work.
All right, let's see. Whispers of love. All right, tell me when you stop.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I've got three cards. Three cards popped out. The heart of the matter, there is more going on than meets the eye. And what's neat is they have you sleeping and dreaming. Okay, so like let that evolve and then spend quality time together. Listen and talk to each other. When there's two people kissing, love is all around you. There is love everywhere, all the time. Simply acknowledge this as truth. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. And God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Luca. We really appreciate,
appreciate
your time and energy.
Thanks
all right.
for calling
Thanks.
In,
how everything
Luca.
Goes.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. All right. Yeah.
That was fun.
All sorts of messages coming through. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, loved it.
Good, good. All right. Well, should we take another call? We've got a lot of people lined up, so.
Okie dokie. I'm ready.
Okay.
All
Wait, right.
I'm clear.
Let's do it.
Clear. Yeah. Okay. So this is area code 111. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Serafina and Michael and Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Michael. Hi,
Oops.
Lawrence. Hi, Melissa. Hi, everyone, guys.
Who is this?
Guys. And hi, Melissa.
Melissa?
Talking to y'all.
Okay. You know, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Maybe is there a way to get closer to your microphone or turn your volume up a little bit for us, please?
Okay. I can get that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay, that's a little better. So, and so tell us your name one more time, please.
Middle name, I'm Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. Like the honeybee. Okay. All right, Melissa, what can we do for you? How can we help you? You have any questions or?
Yes, it's beautiful what the lady does. And of course, we all do as well. It's not easy. You must be approved. But I have two questions. I'm trying to catch a small little kitten. They left him. It's like a building of businesses. And I'm trying to catch him. It's been over a week. I've seen him. I put a trap. He's not going in, and I want to save his life, and I want to keep him. And then second, there's this guy gentleman who I really connected, but so much people got in the middle, and I hope I can pour energy. And I know what I just want to calm myself down. Well, I'm asking just a quick question. If I'm eight. What advice can you give me on catching? If I'm able to catch a little kitten, I hope nothing happens to him. And then, of course, my male friend with a little L, if I'm able to see him in any advice future. Then I know he's going through a lot, but he's very smart. He just has a beautiful energy. I just like the energy.
Okay. Go ahead, Serafina.
Lawrence, I got I didn't hear really what she was saying, and I turned up my thing really, really loud. I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Well, did you get what she was? Can you tell me what she want me? What her needs are?
Well, I disconnected my phone, so I didn't hear any of it. How about you, Michael?
Oh.
Unfortunately.
No, I couldn't hear. I was going in and out. I could just barely, faintly hear her voice.
Yeah, and
unfortunately.
Me too. And I tried to put my ear close to the computer, and I raised mm-hmm. my volume up as high as I could.
Okay.
I just
okay.
felt so bad.
Let's try again. So, Melissa, I guess we're still having trouble hearing you. Is there any way to increase your volume more than you have? Otherwise, what we can do is just kind of give you just an open reading. I heard that there was somebody you were talking about there at the tail end. But.
I have my volume high. There's a gentleman that I like very much.
That's,
it's with the little L, and I hope I can talk to him in the nearby future. I know he was going through a lot of changes, very tough in his life, and I he's just a beautiful energy. And then I'm trying to catch a small little cat.
Okay.
I'm sorry about my phone. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. This is better. So there's somebody you wanted to connect to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, my co-daughter and Sophina. Yes.
Okay. And what's the is it a person? You're trying to connect to a person? What's their name?
Yeah, I'm trying to connect with this man. His name is Luis. And
Luis?
I like him. Yeah, he's alive. I like him very much. And we used to work together. And he had... Oh my gosh, we talked about this 2 months ago, or a month ago, something like that. And it was very heavy what happened. And I would like to see if I can talk to him in the nearby future. I know that he's going through a lot. And then I'm trying to catch a small little kitten, which for a week now.
You're trying to catch a kitten?
I'm trying to catch a kitten. I have two quick questions. I'm trying to save his life. So I'm trying to do two things. I want to speak to my girlfriend in the nearby future. If I'm able to talk to him, see him, he's able to understand. He's just very, I love his energy. I accept how he is. He's just an amazing man. He's not perfect. But
okay. Well, let's see what Serafina can do. Did you catch any of that, Serafina, or do you need some help?
Is there a cat that she wants to have as a pet?
That's part of it. Yeah, she's trying to catch a kitten, I guess, that maybe is wild or something. And then there's a person that she's trying to connect to as well.
Okay, so milk out for the cat and put it out at the door, and then just let it get used to having the milk out by her back porch or wherever, and not to frighten it, or just, you know, let the cat get used to coming to, you know, get the habit, and then eventually she'll be able to like get closer to it and closer to it, but not to like force it. Be patient with that. Okay, and if it's meant for her to, the cat to station, the cat will come around, and not that she has to catch it, but that the cat will be her buddy if she starts acting like a friend, but she can't want to catch it, if that makes sense. She has to allow the cat to do it on its own terms. And then I heard she likes a man that has good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what Spirit's telling me is that she needs to create that energy for herself, and she will attract that energy to her. He will be attracted to her. She needs to create what she sees in him. She needs to create that and become that herself. And I think she needs to... say, dear God, thank you for bringing this man into my life that I'm totally attracted to, and show me signs, and but her to act, not be in the want, because if you're in the want, you're always going to be in the wanting. She's always going to be an arm's length, but just be in gratitude and say thank you for him being in my life right now and letting it take its natural course. Because you don't want to force that either. And you don't want to, you know, men like to be the hunter. So that just by nature, since through evolution, they're the hunting. They, you know, so she just needs to become what, and he'll be attracted to her. She needs to become, Spirit's telling me for her to become more loving to herself and more deserving to, and to start receiving. And to be in gratitude and say, thank you, God, for this person that's heaven sent coming into my life. Just let it unfold naturally. And she doesn't have to worry about a thing. And as a matter of fact, I'll pick a card. What? And is her name Melissa?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Melissa, Melissa, yeah. Melissa. All right, let's pick. I'm going to shuffle, and I'm going to ask Spirit what, all right, I'm going to shuffle, yep, this, okay. Okay, yes, it was, all right, the card that flew out of the deck says to slow down, pause, and allow things to unfold. That's funny, it's just what I told you, isn't that funny? So, yes, so slow down, allow things to pause, and allow things to unfold. Right before you go to sleep, visualize and picture him. Say, thank you, God, for sending me the most wonderful man that totally loves and adores me and is smitten by me. Thank you, God, right before you go to sleep. Him or someone better, okay? You know, because we always say, it has to be this, has to be this. But you start doing that, start dreaming it, this or something better, and just let it unfold. And so it's saying for you to slow down, pause, and allow things to unfold. And underneath your dreams, it shows me a man with and he's got a woman dancing with a woman. And then the second card that flew out underneath this is a little girl. They want you to go back into that little inner child when everything was magical. And it's a little girl, and she's got butterflies are all around her, and it's telling you for that little inner child inside of you, that magical little inner child, to have faith. Trust your faith in this situation. Okay? Just trust. Let go. Let God. Be in the flow. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, and I feel this came from an angel.
She's saying it came from an angel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Gabrielle? I think it's Gabrielle.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, ma'am, for what you do. Thank you both, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to go call us. I'm going to take your advice. Thank you for your time.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear you more, but God bless you, and God bless your new love.
Thanks for calling us, Melissa.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
All right.
Good luck.
Yeah. Take care. Okay. Well, a little challenging, but I think she got what she needed.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
I was sweating because I couldn't hear, and I felt bad. Yeah.
It's tricky. Yeah. Sometimes that happens. How are you doing? Are you ready for another caller? Do you need a minute, or
yes,
what do you think?
Yes, indeed. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, let's go to our third caller here. All right, this is area code 917. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
So,
you bet.
My name is Kara, and I'm coming from New York, calling from New York.
All right, Big Apple.
Hey.
Hi, Kara.
What can we do for you today, Kara?
Hi. Yeah, my question for her is, related to my work. Do you see me getting an upgrade in my title?
Well, first of all, Cara, what I want to tell you is what I'm getting is I have like the biggest smile on my face. I just sat from grin to grin because your energy is so fun and you have so many fairies around you. Are you Irish or Scottish or English or?
Fairies? I'm not.
Well,
no,
fairies
I'm not from
are
there.
If you go,
I love them.
Yeah, because they love you. Because if you go to Ireland, England, or Scotland, and you ask if there's fairies, they'll say, "Of course there's fairies. Can't you see them?" And when you spoke your name, I just felt like joy. I just felt the energy of the fairies, and there's so much joy around you right now. And what I want you to do is like to use this fairy energy, and send. When I used to work in the design showrooms, I used to send the fairies ahead to put out the fires and take care of matters and all that. And I want you to start using the fairies and send them ahead at work to make sure that you get that little promotion that you deserve.
Yes, definitely a little promotion. It's very little, but it's nice, you know?
No, but you deserve it. You deserve it, and I want them to like whisper in the ears of the higher ups that need to give you this promotion that it's time, and you have your angels speak to their angels, and you have the fairies do the magical work around you, and you just visualize and picture yourself getting that promotion because you deserve it, and I feel like it will manifest, I'm going to get you my fairy deck. And my fairy deck is one of my favorites because it's an old, old deck. And they used to, with this deck, they used to record me weekly to give weekly oracles, for the week's energy. And I remember it was Martin Luther King's week, and they were filming me, and I said, before you film me, I need to just take a break. And then I came back, and I thought, oh, it's Martin Luther King's week. And so when I was shuffling the cards, I said, follow your dreams, dreams come true, blah, blah, blah. All these fairy cards fell on the floor, and I go, oh, my God. And each card I picked up said, follow your dream, dreams come true, make your dreams happen, you know, and you can't make this job up. So I'm going to pick some fairy cards for you, okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm from this magical deck that I have here. All right, my dear. So I'm going to shuffle the cards. And how many cards do you want me to pick for this?
Three.
Three? Okay. Things do come in threes, you know?
Yeah.
And I really feel like you're going to get this promotion, but just have the fairies work on it. And so it's done easily, effortlessly, and joyfully. And everybody is so happy giving you this promotion that you so deserve. Okay. And then three and one extra. All right. Feeling safe. They're telling you to feel safe in this new position.
Yeah.
Breaking free. And just know that you have the inner power to achieve this.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Okay. And then the extra card that they gave me was self-reliance.
Yeah.
You know, they can really rely on you and you rely on yourself. You have a lot of confidence for this position.
Okay.
But I do feel like you need a vacation. Have you taken a vacation or anything?
Not really. You're right. I do need to take a vacation after I pay all my bills.
Yeah. I feel like you... even if it's just for a day or just taking a drive, or you live in New York, is there any place that you can go that you could feel like there was a vacation?
A vacation, all the stupid COVID stuff. I don't know. I can't even go on a retreat.
Well,
I don't know. Right now, I mean, I'm looking into things. I found something on the internet.
Okay, good. even if you went to your girlfriend's house for one day, or can you do that, or family, or
go where?
To a girlfriend's house.
Oh, a girlfriend's house upstate. Well, that could have been a possibility, but then it would have to be for a training. But I didn't want to do that. So that's not an option right now.
All right, honey. But you need some relief right now.
Oh, okay. Freak, yeah.
You know, also the lessons when you just take a little bit of a break, I mean, it could be for a half of a day. I mean, just do something fun, because when you do that, then energetically it'll give you energy for this new position that you're going to acquire.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You know, and
yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how's your love life?
It doesn't exist.
I know. That's why I asked.
It's such a pity.
You know,
that was a $64 question.
I know, but no, I'm being silly. But you know what? You can have that too, honey girl. I feel like you can have it all. It, you know, it's
okay.
It's you also, like, there was an earlier caller. You need to get rid of that old story you have about yourself, and because you deserve love.
Oh yeah, that I'm definitely aware of, and this is work. It's going definitely in the right direction. The old story, I've had some interesting perspectives on it, so yeah,
because it's time to break free from that, and
yeah.
Oh, and I picked another. Oh my God, should I tell you? I'm Catholic, so I went to all girls schools, and so normally I don't. But the fairy card that I picked, you know what it says?
Yeah.
This next fairy card said, "Did they want you to embrace your sexuality?"
Oh, how nice.
Ooh, la,
that's
la.
So important to me.
Yeah.
There's
something.
There, yeah, that's really good. I like that. Yeah. I mean, that's the next level for me of healing.
Yes. Yes. They want you to embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next card is saying dreams coming true.
So I have to embrace my femininity.
Sexuality.
And then...
dreams coming true.
Oh God, I hope so. That would be my heaven on earth.
Yes, and that's what's going to happen. Yeah, this new energy for you coming in is your dreams will be coming true, honey girl. Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. And you're just a wonderful, fun, joyful person to be around. You know,
thank you.
The person that you end up with is going to be so lucky.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh,
I wonder
how
he is.
Pardon? What?
I wonder, like, what kind of a person he is.
What kind of a person do you want?
Someone that's really smart.
Okay, then what you need to do.
Interesting.
Then what you need to do is you write a letter to God and you say, "Thank you, God, for sending me the most wonderful, loving man that totally loves and adores me, that is totally smart." Be in gratitude already that you already have it. And just write a letter to God and write down every single thing that you want, quality you want, or if you want a bald-headed man, if you want a warrior, if you want, and just write a letter and be in gratitude and say, "And thank you for him, heaven sent. And he totally loves and adores me. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And then you write it, and then you let go of it. You write it, put it in a Bible, or put it in the drawer on, you know, by your desk, and or put a rose quartz on it. Put it in the marriage partnership corner in your bedroom, whatever. Then once you write this, then you let go of it for its manifestation, this or something better. And then you start living your life like you already have the smart man in your life. And you start having fun. That's what the fairies were telling me, that, you know, you will get this promotion, but you need to start having fun in your life.
I know. I do.
Yeah, watch some
I need
life
to have
movies.
Fun in my life for sure.
Yeah, have you watched When Sally Met Harry?
Yeah.
I think
I
it was
have.
Harry Met Sally. But okay.
When Harry met Sally.
They met each other. That's what counts.
When they met each other, exactly.
You know, watch something fun. Did you ever watch Sabrina?
No.
Oh my God, the Sabrina. Oh my God, it's so fun how she transforms herself, and she actually marries somebody that she didn't think she was going to marry. She thought she was in love with somebody else, but actually God gave her somebody else, and it was just so beautiful. And she transformed herself. And that's what they're showing me in my head, that start transforming yourself. Start wearing clothes that make you feel beautiful and sexy. And only put on things that make you feel beautiful and sexy. And get rid of things that make you feel frumpy.
Start what?
Okay. Get rid of clothes that make you feel frumpy.
Oh, clothes. Okay, yes, I will.
Yeah, only wear things that make you
feel... wait, is this show called Psychic Funhouse?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I need to re-listen to it. And your name is Selena Knopp, right?
Serafina.
Yeah. I need to re-listen to this because I need to... The letter that you talked about, it just makes complete sense to me.
Well, you know what?
That letter.
If you go to my website... www.serafinaonline.com. I wrote a book, Create Space with Your Higher Self. You can buy it on Amazon. And in one chapter of romance and all that, it'll tell you exactly what to do.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I'm going to get that book for now.
Create space
with your higher self, right?
Yeah,
create space
with your
higher. Yeah, I'm going to get that book.
Yeah. And then I want you to go on my website and get that free angel meditation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Create space with your higher self, Serafina Knopp. It's
Krupp.
A paperback. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I will get that.
Okay. And do you have any other questions?
Yeah. Do you see, do you see, I have my own job that I've started, and it's pretty, it's going, but it's still pretty slow. Do you see me getting more busy with that?
Well, in my head, in what they're showing me with you, did you ever, they're showing me, when old Hollywood, when they used to sing and dance on the stage, and they're showing me a woman with a top hat on and a cane and wearing shorts and very glamorous, and you're dancing and singing. I think why they're showing me that for you is they want you to have a good time with it and let it go where it needs to go. Think so much about the money. Because money will come if you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And if you're not enjoying it, don't do it.
No, I'm enjoying very much.
Yeah, because they're showing me a lady that with a top hat and the cane, you know, like when the dancers used to dance on Broadway?
Yeah, I mean, not really, but I can imagine.
In the movies and just having a good time with it. And taking
charge.
Yeah,
having a good time with it, easy.
Yes.
Okay.
And dance your way through life with a big heart.
Yeah, so just don't focus on the money. Just have fun with it.
Right. And then if you're having fun with it, then I feel like the money will come.
Oh, I see. It's like right now it's not so much fun because it's money too much.
Yeah, you're worried about the money. It's got to be fun and to be of service, and it's got to come from your heart because people will sense that.
I have to kind of release the pressure of making money and having enough. That's what I'm kind of working on, that pressure of... having that pressure to pay all the bills and this and that and
yeah.
It's really yeah and maybe that's giving me too much pressure.
Right.
But I mean, people do have to pay for my services and for what I do. I don't want to be an under earner.
You deserve it. An add on extra $20, Spirit's telling me. Add on extra.
What?
You know, yeah. Like if you're charging $100, charge $120.
Exactly. Like that will help me too to have fun
yes.
with it.
And that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
And be more respected, you know.
Yeah.
So have fun with it. Don't worry about the money, you know, in that way, like, oh.
Right, because wherever your energies are, that's if you're
so
worrying, that's going to right. worry, and you don't want that. That is like the absence of having faith.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome.
Cara, thank you so much for calling us here. And
thank you. Your website
all of our,
is amazing, by the way. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Wow.
All of our shows are archived, so you can always go back and listen to them when you just click on Blog Talk Radio and look for the Psychic Funhouse. So you can listen to this after it's been cataloged.
Yeah, I will do too, and I have the book. So definitely. So thank you for that book and the assignment. That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Annie. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, Miss?
Yes?
Where is...
Is she back on? Just turn off. Sorry. One thing you wanted to say, Cara?
Angel meditation, where is that? Is that under Angel Healing tab?
Well, it's on my website, and if you click on to the book on the website... It'll be on that page. The meditation's on the bottom of that page in the left hand corner.
I see. Okay, because I wasn't sure how to find it. Left corner. Okay, I just clicked on the book. Thank you very much again. And I ordered the book, so you know. Thanks again.
Yeah, just go to my website and you'll see everything.
Yeah, I'm on your website. I just clicked on the book, so I should be able to find the meditation.
Oh, good. All right, honey.
Yeah. Good night. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.
Pleasant dreaming,
too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Cara. Bye, Cara. Yep. She was on it. She was ready to go. So she got on your website right away.
Great. Wow. That was fun.
Yeah. I think we have time for at least one more call, or maybe two, depending on how things go. How are you doing? Holding up okay, Serafina?
This is like... really fun. Thank you for inviting me. I feel real honored. Thank you.
Good. Well, I think our callers are really enjoying their time with you. So let's find another person for you. This is area code 951. Oops, let's try it again. 951, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Serafina Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm good. Can't speak for everybody else, but I'm guessing they're in good shape. What can we do for you? Do you have a question for Serafina? Or?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message, any kind of message coming through.
Okay. And from somebody from the other side?
Either mom or dad or anybody coming through, somebody new passed away, or just mom and dad, is it great?
Okay. Your mom and dad are on the other side?
Yes.
All right, honey. All right, okay. All right, so Nathaniel, okay, I'm going to give me a few seconds here.
Okay.
All right, we're going to... What, dear?
Some people want to say your name or the weather or just try to tune into you, you know, when you talk
for
a while.
Yeah, I'm just closing my eyes and I'm just tuning into the energy of your parents right now and seeing if they'll be coming in. And Nathaniel, can you say your name three times?
Nathaniel.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to pull the energy closer in. All
I have a in my head, they're telling me that you both parents are here, and I have a woman here also that did your mother have gray hair when she passed?
No, that might have been her mom, no.
Okay, because there's somebody, there's also a woman here with gray hair and a blue dress on.
That may have been her mom.
Yeah. Your parents are also here, but the woman in the blue dress and the gray wants to speak first. I'm gonna separate them, okay, so I get the energy so I don't get the, let me get them. All right, I'm gonna.
Okay.
Grandma, mom, and dad. So I have your grandmother on the right of me and your mom in the center and your dad over here. Okay, and your grandmother wants to say something to you. Did she babysit you when you were about five?
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants you to know that she's one of your guardian angels. And she watches over you still. And when you were saying your name, Nathaniel, you were bringing in the vibration of your parents. But your grandmother, was she kind of a dominant woman?
Yeah, she seemed to be kind of, I think she was the year of the tiger. So I do the Chinese and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because she...
the year she's, of the water type.
Yeah, she's well respected as the matriarch, and she's very honored.
Exactly. Bingo, that's grandma.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why your parents let your grandmother come in first and be here, and because she really wanted to give you that message. And she's also showing me a rocker chair, a rocker horse.
A rocking chair with that rocks. Rocking,
yeah.
Rocking.
Did you have a rocking chair, a horse?
I don't know, but it's kind of a symbol of, I don't know what it's a symbol of. I don't think we had a lot of those.
They're showing me a horse, a little horse rocker. And did your grandmother rock you?
No, my girlfriend had one of those, but that's all I remember. But that was a long time ago, so I remember she kind of liked it. And it symbolizes something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, because they want, okay, because they're trying to give me some verification that they are here for you. Did your grandmother wear granny glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's showing me granny glasses on her face. And who crocheted or knitted?
I think she may have. I don't know. My mom sewed too, you know. So she may have crocheted, but she did more sewing, as I remember.
Yeah, because they're showing me. I think your grandmother is showing me crocheting. She's got the two crochet sticks to more validation of her. Now, your mom is in the center here, and she is showing me the sewing machine. And she's also putting on an apron for me, like cooking. Did she like cooking? Well, of course, she cooked for your family.
Yeah, no. She could have cooked more, but I did like lover cooking, I would have to say.
Yeah. And then I'm going to come over to your father over here. I don't know if this is your dad, but it's like a father image. There's somebody smoking a pipe.
Not who's sure smoking? If that's him. He didn't really smoke a pipe. Maybe
well, there's
it was
somebody
his
behind
father.
Your dad.
Maybe it's his father.
Yeah, with a pipe and like a sailor's hat on. Like a...
You know, I'm not sure if that's a combination, either a grandpa and dad or not, or you know, something they may have shared.
Yeah. I'm going to open my eyes so I can. Your dad, was he kind of like something like an adventurer?
Yeah, he was Aries 3, the week of the Pioneer. So he was,
he liked adventure. And because they're showing me a picture of looking out out at the sea, out at the land. And
came here from Wisconsin after he got out of World War II.
Oh.
And his dad said, "Son, go ahead and shovel some snow. Dad, I'm going to L.A.
See, because he wanted his ships to come in.
And finally, when he had kids, he moved out to L.A., his dad did.
Yeah, they were brave pioneers.
Yeah. And he came over from overseas, his dad.
Yeah, because they're showing me ships and water and then looking out. Wow. And they were hardworking. I mean, they were hardworking. Were they merchants?
Well, Grandpa was a fireman, and then my dad was a general manager of sales, and he had houses, and he built houses and stuff.
Yeah, they were hardworking. They were good. They were good men.
I really miss them terribly. I really miss my dad and my mom terribly.
Well, you know what they want you to do is they want you to like they can come to you in your dreams because you that's for real and they are around you. There's really a thin line and they hear you. Matter of fact, sometimes they'll have breakfast with you. They're there with you. They are around you. And they really love you a lot, and they just want you to be happy. They just want you to really joy. What a concept! They want you to just like the other caller. She needed to do more fun things. They want you to start doing more fun things.
Right.
They want you to start lightening up. You're a little bit too heavy.
That inner child.
Yes.
Get some amusement for the inner child.
Take
it easy, lighten up. I'm working two jobs right now. One guy asked me if I could cover in for him, and I go, "Oh, yeah, you can release it." He goes, "Oh, don't tell me to, like, release it." So he was, like, really uptight.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy into any more of that. I'm just going to get away from that. It's really, So I kind of been working two jobs. So I kind of been, I'm not sure where I'm going. They want me tomorrow or a couple days from now. I'm not sure if I'm working, if I have to call off or what's going to happen. But it seems to kind of work out. It seems to be kind of working out anyway.
It will work out. It will work out, and they want you to go with the flow, and they want you to let go, literally let go, let God, and go with the flow, and not be so stressful on yourself, and to bring in more joy, and think of all the good things, and think of all the blessings that you do have, and that. You can call upon your ancestors, and you have hard working. They're showing me that your grandfather and your father were hard workers. They were workers just like and you have it in your genes, and you're blessed, to be able to do what you can do. But they want you to be less serious and to have more joy.
Yeah.
And your mother, I feel like in the nighttime, she's showing me that she kind of like, if you ever feel like your hair is a wind, you know, your hair is being brushed, she puts her hand on your she brushes your forehead. Do you ever feel that? Do you feel her?
You know, that's probably true. You know, she used to do that. I remember as a child and stuff, she used to kind of either take my temperature or, you know, sometimes she would put her hand on my head, forehead, and, you know, brown kind of chakra, you know.
Yeah, and that's what she's showing me. She said, she's telling me she still does it.
Yeah, she probably never stopped. She probably never stopped.
And that was her way of loving you, and she still does it. It's so cute. That's really cute. And just know that you can call upon them at any time. Do you have any questions? Do you want me to ask them a question?
Well, do you think they'll be all be moving or keeping the jobs or anything? You think I'll be living where I'm living, or do you think I'll move soon?
Your dad is saying, what do you want to do? Your dad is asking you, what do you want to do?
I'm not sure. It seems to be working out okay right now, but I just kind of moved in. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but I kind of like living there for some reasons, but. You know, I don't know if I would move into, you know, with somebody, you know, like a partner or something like that, or just anything like that coming up, because people say a mate coming up or something. So I don't know, you know.
Well, just know right now, it's everything is not in cement right now for all of us. Life is in such a flux right now, and your dad wants you to be happy, and he wants you to make the decision. And literally, I'm going to say thank you to them for being here, and I'm going to pick 3 fairy cards for you so you lighten up. Okay?
All right.
Here's 1. Oh, my God. 2. Oh, my God. Okay. They're saying, the fairy cards are saying, trust your own intuition. It's like your dad was telling you. Trust how you feel. Trust your own intuition. Honoring your true feelings about things, honor your true feelings, that they're for real, and then kindness. You know, be kind to yourself, be kind to all the animals, be kind to the environment, be kind to your fellow human being. And, you know, you never know what's going on with another human being. So we have to really, to bring heaven on earth, we have to start loving each other unconditionally. We never know. We can't take things personal. We have to look at things objectively, because we've never walked in that person's moccasins or those shoes. We don't know what sorrows that they have. And just a smile, a kind word, you know, reaching out with the hand is so needed right now to be of service. And once, when we do that for others, that we create more joy on the planet.
Right.
And 1 more card. Oh, my God. And they want you to go out in nature, the magic of nature. Okay? They want you to go out and experience nature and the magic of nature, like when you're a little boy. Okay?
In a park or a forest or something like that? Or
yes. 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 And all of a sudden, 2 cards flipped out. Breaking free. They want you to break free from your old way of doing things. And dreams coming true. So they're like you, dream. And whatever you focus on with will and intent, make your dreams happen, okay?
Hey, super. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. God bless you.
Thanks for calling us at the Psychic Funhouse, Nathaniel. Good luck with everything.
Good luck, super. Nathaniel.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, honey.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that is
our show. So we're into overtime now. So, Serafina, that was just amazing. I think Michael and I just kind of hopped on the ride with you, and it just went all over the place. So pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, God is good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for bringing me out on my magic carpet tonight.
You bet. It was great.
I loved it. Love you both.
Yeah. So remind everybody who's going to listen to this again, what's the best way to get in contact with you if they'd like a private reading or healing or want to know more about your work?
They just need to go on my website, www.serafinaonline.com, and it'll tell you the different things I do, and I'll be there for them.
Great.
Yeah, do
you have a phone number too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and my phone number is 714-315-4748.
Perfect. All right. Michael, how about you? Contact info.
They can reach me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or they can call me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lauren?
Nice. Yeah, so phone number is 541-344-7534, and email is givingtree@earthlink.net, Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and www.givingtreefarm.com is my website. So thanks, everybody, for making this another wonderful show, and a big, big thank you and blessings to our wonderful guest tonight, Serafina Krupp, and, of course, thank you to my esteemed co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Serafina,
for being on
the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence.
Have
Michael.
A great week, everybody, and see you next week.
Yeah, okay. Next week.
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
And we have
another great show.
Another special guest next week, Jesse Quintero. He'll be our special guest. So we'll see you at the Psychic Funhouse.
All right. Thanks again. Have a good weekend.
All right. Good night.